Hello, friends, and welcome to our rather, well, for us, rather late continuing daily meditation. You know what it's all about, and in there are various events following the election, and these events have to be gone through by the time we reach the 14th of December. All the electors are supposed to be chosen, confirmed, and they are to have voted. That is also the day of a solar eclipse. And that solar eclipse is on the moon of the present occupant of the White House. I would say things are trending in the right direction, but we will remain vigilant in our daily meditations. They are usually at 8 o'clock GMT, PM, unless we have a full moon or new moon. And by the way, tomorrow morning, there will be a special new moon. It's our morning, and it starts at 4:30 a.m. GMT. It's the Diwali festival of light in India at the new moon in Scorpio. So maybe you'll be able to attend with us. And Michael Crow has put the link for the Diwali festival new moon meditation in the chat box. And then on weekends such as this, we begin at 10 o'clock GMT, which is what we're doing. So let us maintain our vigilance, as you know, there is a group of people who will stop at nothing, even at the destruction of our democracy, to ensure that power comes to them. I'll turn this over now to Tuya, and we'll continue with our meditative work.
And welcome to everybody. So we will go directly into the meditation. And this, we are aiming to do the meditation every day. So we call that USA Vigil, and going until at least the 20th of January. So let us start. So we can breathe white light a few times in our own rhythm. Endeavor now consciously to align and link with your soul, creating a triangle between your soul, mind, and brain, so that there is a direct and free inflow from the higher self to the lower, and thus revealing the kingdom of God. Endeavor to realize and register your relation to the hierarchy and great ones. Stay linked with your triangle work, with your co-disciples, and align with your solar angel, the angel of presence, which now is facing the dweller on the threshold. Ooh. Align with the solar angel of the United States. Recognize your relationship with that great being, solar angel of the United States. Align with the Dharma of the soul of the United States. I light the way. Strengthen the realization of the purpose of our gathering. We have come together to invoke and establish the law, the divine law. So let us listen. From Bhagavad Gita, and this is read by Michael Crow.
Whenever the time is ripe and the need of the people warrants it, he comes forth for the saving of the souls of men. Krishna in ancient India proclaimed this truth in the majestic words, whenever there is a withering of the law and an uprising of lawlessness on all sides, then I manifest myself. For the salvation of the righteous and the destruction of such as do evil. For the firm establishing of the law, I come to birth in age after age. He who thus perceives my birth and work as divine, as in truth it is, he goes to me, Arjuna.
As a group, let us align with the Master, our Master Rakoczy, who is the regent for Europe and America. Imagine that we are standing together, unified as one big group, as one unified field or purpose, and stand around the United States, ready to express our will through invocation. And let us have a strong sense how we are standing together. Hand in hand, unbroken sacred circle. Now reflect via New York, the global relationship in planetary centers. New York, London, Geneva, Darjeeling, and Tokyo, which are forming the five-pointed star of humanity. Align with this five-pointed star via that center that you belong to. See the living and shining five-pointed star above the group. And through New York, we connect now with the triangle, which is formed by Washington, Los Angeles, and New York. Now we are using occult way, aligning with the colors which are related to these centers. The New York, which is forming the throat center of the United States. Los Angeles, the heart center. And Washington, the head center. Let us align with New York, the throat center. The color will be silvery blue, but the blue predominating. While we are sounding Om, visualize this color, silvery blue, pouring into United States and finally coloring its aura. And visualize this beautiful blue predominating. Consciousness to Los Angeles, the heart center, with 12 petals. Now the color is golden, glowing golden. And while we are now sounding on, visualizing the glowing golden pouring into United States and finally coloring its aura with this amazing glowing golden color. We align with Washington, the head center of the United States. Head center is divided into two divisions, but we concentrate today between like the eyebrows, the ajna center, and thus also calling all the new group of our servers to come for aid and stand strongly together. Thus, the new group of world servers are forming the Ashna Center of Sanat Kumara. So we are strongly aligned together, and within we are calling these all our co-workers, the members of the new group of servers, and we align with the Dharma. Thus this group has its responsibility to vision the future. The colors for Ashna Center are rose and yellow, and then the other half blue and purple. So rose and yellow, blue and purple. Now when we are sounding, visualize the rose and yellow, blue and purple pouring into the aura of United States and filling it with this beautiful, clear, pure rose, yellow, blue and purple. As a group, let us dedicate our work to Christ. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. Recognize his presence and welcome him. From this one group, we are asking American disciples to step towards the center and form there another circle. And we others are standing on the outer circle, protecting the work. Thus, the American disciples have their strong immediate dharma related to this process. We will all hold now the mudra. We hold up higher mudra, fearlessness. Mudra which is speechless or wordless speech, strongly emphasizing this divine gesture that this group is holding the field of fearlessness, helping thus people to go towards harmony and more reasonable actions. And we hold that mudra throughout the rest of the work. So now we imagine the triangle of government, governmental triangle between White House, Capitol, and Supreme Court. White House, which is executive branch of government. Capitol, legislative branch of government. Supreme Court, judicial branch of government. Let us have very strong conscious relationship to all these branches. Now we are going to use another color. We are using now the color rose. We remember how the sixth ray is strong ray in the people of America, and which is causing so much problems. Rose color, which is calming the nervous system and is giving real vitalization, remove depression and symptoms of debilitation. And it is increasing the will to live. When we have this living will to live, we tend to follow what is in the soul life, the real life, life for abundant for all. So now when we are going to sound Om, let us visualize this clean, clear, beautiful, glowing and shining rose pouring through this triangle and then coloring the aura of United States. And thus bringing help to this very situation, inflamed situation at the moment. Let us complete three Oms. Visualize the Christ in the center. He is the real King for us, for humanity. And it is good that we are using this visualization wherever we can to open the channels for soul life. There are no limitations when true esoteric work is undertaken. Master DK says, "To this end, I seek to emphasize renewed application to meditation and a constant, steady use of the invocation, particularly the one which begins by invoking the Lords of Liberation." Let us now all prepare ourselves for the group invocation. Let us now vertically are like iron steel group in alignment. And horizontally, we are aligned together. And really feel this field, what is now created by us. In every breath, we become more and more unified, more and more one. We know that we are members of human family, and we have the right to express our will in this sacred circle in unison with brothers and sisters. We will first hold 1 minute silence for fusion and union of the group and for opening the sacred funnel of invocation into the higher realm, into the ears of those who know the truth. Now, 1 minute silence. Great invocation number 2, led by Michael Stacy.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming save. Come forth, O mighty one. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O mighty one. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end.
Let us bring illumination through the evocation of the will. We call now the forces of light, guardians of justice, Archangel Michael and his saving force, to create a wall of protective energies. And we visualize that this work will keep all illegal actions in leash under the will of God. This, what is now appearing, these two forces are now fighting with each other. So let us will bring our aid as well, and let us perform a wheel of fire with seven spokes. In deep alignment with the inner work of protection, we visualize the Christ standing in the center. And before us, we create a creative, in our creative imagination, a wheel of fire with seven spokes. Seeing yourself and the inner working group standing in the center. At the hub of the wheel, which radiates with the living and all-consuming substance of love, which is pouring from the sacred heart of the Christ. See yourself and the group as if we were that hub. From that central position, we send out seven streams of living fire, radiating upon the United States in all rainbow colors. And we hold the mudra at the same time. It is radiating upon the governmental triangle. It is being protected by this living wheel of fire with its seven streams of love. The wheel is spinning and the protective energy is being spread throughout the United States into every single state. Demanding the law to be followed and to be established everywhere, in every state. And this clarion is heard. We are standing for the law. And establishing the victory of law. This demand, transmuting, transforming all resisting energies into the hope for the whole planet. Hierarchy stands. Bring imagination through the evocation of love. The second aspect. The response of all sentient and sentient response of the world's soul in all forms. This personality, Gemini, which is acting now in the energy of war and squall, debate and fight. But Gemini is also covering the head of the cosmic Christ. So we align with the Christ consciousness. And as a symbolism, we now create again the one big circle. Our American friends are stepping into the bigger circle. And this is the symbolism that we hold within our hearts we say, may thy will be done, not ours. And bring inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence. And to this we will end our meditation, holding in our hearts the sacred circle of brothers and sisters, uniting and keeping the door open to Christ. Thank you, dearest friends, and happy Diwali, return of Lakshmi, return of the soul. And by this music, we will end our meditation. And wishing good night from Finland, from Europe. And thank you to everybody.